You know, you've had over 50 people at one time where you had to bring in more chairs, and we've explained the problem. We've, you know, you've heard the problems. So what seems to be the problem? We continue. You've had concerned people of all ages, physical capabilities, attorneys explain it, but we continue to carry on. And you lean back and you take a deep breath and say, oh, no, here we go again. Yeah. Same old story.
No, just trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm going to... Well, let me try to explain a few things. You know, the units that you've been told are being sold to basically people that are out of town. They say, well, we're going to use it as our vacation home. But then, well, while we're going to do that, let's go ahead and rent it out a time or two. So that's what they do. They don't have any real personal interest in the community per se, because they're there to try to recover some of their expenses by renting it out on a nightly basis. And they hire, you know, we've heard the realtors come up and say, yeah, I'm representing them, I'm doing a good job. You know, we've had some of them that, you know, Sue has tried to explain when she tried to get through to them that, you know, well, I'll put your complaint on the computer and we'll get to you back next week or tomorrow or whenever. You don't get through to anybody. You know. So why are we approving nightly rentals? You know, there's a few list of things, so let me state a few of them. You know, the other day, we were out, car comes whipping in, the guy jumps out and runs into 112, which we've talked about 112. Run in, and my neighbors, when he comes out, he says, buddy, when you leave, would you please slow it down? He was kind enough to throw the F-bomb at him and told him where he could stick it. I guess he could just as easily pull out a gun and shot us, or shot one or both of us, or shot at us. Because that was kind of the type of car in the neighborhood, or the type of guys we felt like he was after he left. And that's the type of thing that we're seeing once in a while. And we don't need to see that. We don't want that. But that's what we saw. And I think you saw one of the pictures that, I don't know if somebody handed out, the type of truck, you know, the high-class neighborhood that they were bringing in, the truck that they're driving. That was one of the units that they were in. So why are we doing that? You know, these are a few of the items. You know, they don't make good residents, good neighbors, good communities. But that happens. Thanks, guys. That's what I, my wife, Susan, all of us have to put up with. Why do we have the herd mentality that you just, somebody says, yeah, let's go ahead. I vote for it. Yeah, I vote. So everybody says, okay, yeah, I vote for it. Herd mentality, you just go right down the line. Let's quit. Let's stop and think. Let's start using some good, decent judgment. Start thinking about what we're doing. We've done it. We've put enough. Let's stop. And I know these folks, they want to get theirs done because he does all these wonderful things with it, and he uses it for promotional type things. When we had ours in the Caribbean, we did the same thing. But there's a time to stop. There's always a time to pull the plug on them. So let's stop. There's a time to go forward and there's a time to back up. You know, and you've many times have said, you're not the policing agency. That's right. But you are the policing agency because you allow it to get started. So you've got to put the stop to it, because that's where you put the stop. That's how you police it. You stop it before it gets started. If you don't, it just continues to, you know, continue on and develop and fester and get worse and worse. And that's what we saw the other day when this kid jumped out of the car and told us where we could stick it. And that was not a pleasant situation, guys. Not at all. And that's not something that you call the sheriff, because they're long gone. Zip. You have to get the license plate number? No, because they sped off so fast. You know, oh, gee, I should have got the license plate number, but I didn't. Anyhow, vulgar language, late night parties, problems at the swimming pool, clothes draped over the railings. These are all things, but those aren't things that you call the sheriff's department for. They're just common sense things that residents don't do. We don't have a problem with. As you heard, you know, people talking about walking the streets, and Susan walks the street every morning, and we all walk. We don't see those things from our local residents. That's who we see from our nightly rentals. And we're asking you to stop. When? Now. And I'm sorry. You want to get yours approved, and I, you know, but we've got to stop somewhere, and tonight is a good place, Danny, to put us, to call a halt to it. So let's do it. Gentlemen, let's try to use a little common sense and stop the herd mentality that says, yep, we're going to approve one more. We're just going to continue on down the line, you know, because we can't do it.
I've got a question for you, sir.
Certainly.
How long have you lived there?
We moved there in 07, I believe. We were one of the first units that was built in there.
Well, when the developers started advertising these for nightly rentals, billboards everywhere, all over the country, they were advertising as nightly rentals. Where were your voices then?
We asked about that, and they said, no, we're not going to have nightly rentals. We only are going to have a few, and those are the units that are the display units that we want to get sold. We're going to rent those out, and those are the only ones that are going to be rented. We were lied to.
Yes, that wasn't the case. So,
yeah, you know, we were lied to.
Right. Well, then the people that bought them as nightly rentals, they were lied to too.
Probably.
But they bought those in good faith that they could nightly rent them.
Very likely.
But that's been 10 years ago.
And on down the line. Yes. Because some of these fine realtors that have stood at this platform right here and told you all of these things about, oh, yeah, we're nice people and we're doing all these wonderful things. We're managing and doing fine jobs. They're not always the most truthful. On an individual basis, I'll look them right in the eye and tell them the same thing. Because that's the way it is.
Well, I just feel there should have been more outrage at that time than there is now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how we can take sides one way or the other when both parties were lied to. And everybody did this in good faith, whether they're buying a nightly rental or whether they're buying a permanent residence. Both were sold on those assumptions. That's why some of them bought there.
Yeah. But you can stop approving the units for nightly rentals now. Can you not do that?
Well, I'm just one on the board.
That's right. But I've seen you sit there from time to time and say, I make a motion that we approve. Have you not done that?
I probably made some motions, yes, sir.
Yes, you have. And I think you seconded those motions. And everybody else has. And you called for the motion. Everybody in favor said, yep. The herd mentality just says right on through. I don't know. Susan.
Go ahead, Wes, and finish.
Okay. Well, it's just, that's the situation. And this particular unit that we're asking to be talked about tonight, they had, I don't know who it was, but they brought their dogs out, the big bulldog, and the boxer, and a big bulldog, he leaves his deposit. And I said, hey, folks, you might want to pick that up. Oh, the rain will take care of it. Well, it took more than a little rain. And they were fine folks, and they didn't smoke in the unit, I'm sure, because they came outside to smoke, and he got ready to leave. Loaded the family up, got ready to back out. Oh, wait a minute, guys. Opened the door, took his ashtray out of the car, knocked it out on the driveway, and left a nice pile of cigarette butts in the middle of the driveway. If that was his unit, I doubt if he would have done that, but he did. Susan's already talked and showed you the picture of the one that parked with the rock under there. The unit that tried to pull in, many units have tried to pull in that driveway. It's a very short, very steep driveway that they bottom out many times when they try to pull in. So what can you do? You can start next Monday or whenever it is and say, no, we're not going to approve it. Thank you. Because the residents express their concern that they, as owners or managers, have an expectation that you can do something, and this is what you can do. You can start voting against. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Can we let Lisa talk first, or does this pertain?
I'll just be one second. I just wanted to add about what you were saying about the nightly rental situation. So we're told one, someone told something. Well, I've talked to a lot of the residents, and most of the original owners, like Wes and his family, they were told no nightly rentals. Yes, there were some I've heard that told, yes, you can use your villa as a nightly rental. Recently, Lisa, another lady that I know that just bought within the last 2 years, were told by their realtor, no nightly rentals. So it's kind of like, you should say whatever you want to say to make a sale. But the original intent of our development was a single family residential.
But there was, there were billboards with
there
nightly
were
rental.
Because at that time, they were promoting the new Murder Rock golf course, and they were selling like a weekend golfing package. So you could, you know, use the villa and go and golf and have a good time. They were trying to promote the villas. But they had a little maintenance agreement, a contract that those people signed, and you had to specifically use your unit in conjunction with the golf course. You could not rent it on your own, and we do have that contract that states that.
Yep.
It was only for the use of the golf course. And true, a lot of people back then bought as vacation, a second home, then they decided for whatever reason to give it up, and they turned it into a nightly rental, all under the radar. So, that's all I had to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to let her. This is, Lisa will be the last one in your speech.
With regard to, you know, some of the things, we have tried since February over and over and over to present you with facts that it appears, in my opinion, you've totally ignored. Tonight is the first time I've ever seen any of you gentlemen actually look at information provided to you. The permits that were given to you in February were, half of them, if not most of them, were incomplete. I bet you tonight was the first time you ever saw a floor plan that showed that there were two bedrooms in these units and lofts, not three bedrooms. So what you all did, you did the herd mentality and you did 21 nightly rentals. More than half of these people, I have not complied. I could give you addresses, names of people that are renting, people that you have denied permits to that have a nightly rental in there this weekend. More than a couple of times, actually. 110 Tuscany withdrew their request to come before you gentlemen. They're using it as a nightly rental. As far as rules and regulations, if you have a city attorney, maybe Jimmy Russell, our county sheriff, gave us the information, Missouri statutes regarding planning and zoning. If you have a planning and zoning commission, you must have an enforcement officer. Jimmy Russell, our county sheriff, who enforces the law, provided us with this information. Now, if you'd like to provide us with information that says you don't have to do that, I'd be more than happy to see that. I live on Monte Cristo Drive. I don't want a nightly rental in my backyard. As Wes said, the realtors come up here telling you what they want to tell you. They tell buyers whatever. I can give you a list now. I would like to go down the list of the things that you have helped create. First, again, permits that have been issued and they're not complying, and there's no time frame for it. There's no sprinklers. There's 10 or 12 people in a unit that should be occupied by three. So when that fire happens and there's no firewall and there's no sprinklers, what are we going to do? Parking issues. Because you failed to look at what we've provided to you, we have steep driveways. We have short driveways. We've had parking issues continually. People parking two in a driveway and one across the back. In an emergency, how are the two cars in front of the one parked across the back going to get out? Noise issues, profanity, the F word flying off of property balconies. Vandalism. This week, our pool was closed for more than 3 days for vandalism. All the years that we've lived in, or all the years that Fieldstone's been out there, we haven't had vandalism problems with our own owners. The vandalism has come because of the nightly renters. Public drunkenness. One of our fine, vetted renters was walking down the street drunk to where one of the residents almost called 911 because they thought the person was ill. When in fact Susan went and talked to them and she couldn't tell whether they were totally drunk or on drugs, but totally impaired.